Chapter 38.
It can't be!
Brenwar slung his warhammer over his back.
It is!
Bezog said. The waving black and gold banner showed a hammer and anvil. Another banner appeared, showing a sun shining over a land of blues and old gold. A stout dwarf, in plate armor from the neck down, carried a black and gold banner of the dwarfs. An elven warrior wearing a green tunic over a suit of chainmail carried the other banner. Behind them, 12 dwarfs and 12 elves came.
Harvik!
Brenwar shouted out. A dwarf, bigger than Brenwar, marched forward and clasped his hand. He wore heavy armor, and his lustrous beard was more white than brown. Harvik was one of the highest commanders of Morgdon, higher than Brenwar even.
Great to see you, old warrior,
Harvik said.
No other dwarf I'd rather fight beside at the end.
Are the armies with you?
Brenwar said, peering over Harvike's shoulder.
Nay, certainly you would have heard them marching if they were.
Aye, there's no sound greater than dwarfen boots, but your voice will have to do.
He slapped Harvike's shoulder.
So what can you share with me?
A tall elf made his way over. His silvery light armor gleamed in the sunlight. His helm of hammered leaves twinkled. He offered his hand to Brenwar, who shook it, then to Bezog.
Your arrival is both pleasing and surprising, Lydorn,
Bezog said.
Greetings,
Lydorn said, making a slight bow.
We've marched day and night.
His gaze drifted toward the floating city.
And I believe our timing is just right.
His light green eyes scanned the farm.
Where is Nath Dragon?
You just missed him. He's taken to the floating city. I could not delay him,
Bezog said.
Ah, this is unfortunate,
Ladorn said.
But we must not tarry.
The time to strike is now,
Harvik grumbled.
No, they won't be looking.
What are you getting at?
Brenwar said, scowling.
You said you don't have an army. Only 20 warriors are with you. Did the elves bring magic ropes and ladders to climb into that spinning city? No disrespect, but I say, ha!
It's ready, isn't it?
Bezog said to Lydorn.
What's ready?
Brenwar said.
The weapon,
Harvik said to Brenwar. He clasped Brenwar's shoulder.
The one we've been working on.
Brenwar's eyes went wide.
I thought you only had 2 of the 3 pieces.
We did, but now we have the 3rd.
Bezog, what is your understanding of all this?
Brenwar said.
I know little more than you, but I know this is a dangerous plan, only to be used as a last resort. I don't think we are there yet. What has changed, Lydorn?
Lydorn motioned toward the troops. The elves and dwarfs marched forward with their packs. Each carried several metal pieces marked with intricate patterns. Quickly, they got to work assembling a contraption that pointed at the floating city. Busy dwarfen hands tightened large bolts with metal wrenches. Heavy hammers pounded pins in. The elves slid small slivers of metal into place.
What are they building, Bezog?
Sasha said with fascination.
They call it the apparatus of rune. What does it do?
It destroys things.
What things?
Sasha, Rary, Samas, and Ben came closer.
Everything.
You can't use that when Dragon is in there,
Ben objected.
And they won't,
Brenwar added.
Brenwar,
Harvik said.
Our councils have agreed. It's been almost 500 years since we've agreed on anything. We will carry out this service.
You must delay.
Oh, we must not, Brenwar Bodergild,
Lydorn said.
and know that my affliction for your friends is the same as for my own kin. But we must strike before the opportunity is lost. We've lost many lives hiding the apparatus and getting it here.
Lydorn's chin dipped.
Two of my brothers are gone, among 100 others. It is agreed we must strike, or thousands more will die. We must smite that city from the sky.
Bezog approached Lydorn, looking him in the eye.
Why such urgency? You don't even know for certain the amount of power that you wield yet. What if it fails?
Urgency is utmost, Bezog. Surely you know that. Powerful artifacts are at work here, and it's only a matter of time before Gorn Gratak senses that. His forces will be upon us any moment. That's why we travel, small and discreetly. We cannot appear to pose a threat. And now, with Nathdragon up there, Gorn is distracted. This might be our only chance to take him.
And risk killing our friends? Nay,
Brenwar said.
Give him more time.
Lydorn sighed.
We can't put our fate in the hands of the dragons, just as the dragons cannot put their fate in ours. We must act.
Brenwar's eyes slid over to the floating city. Bright lights flashed. Something was stirring. He shook his head.
Give him more time.
Once the apparatus is finished, we will unleash all of its fury.
You can't let him do this, Brenwar,
Ben said.
You can't.
Brenwar grumbled. The apparatus of Rune was almost finished. It was a massive cannon, standing 8 feet off the ground on a tripod of thick iron legs. The elves and dwarfs had put large sections of morite tubes together, wide enough to fit someone's head inside. It was braced down on the tripod, sitting in a bracket that could swivel left to right and up and down. An oversized spyglass was perched on the top. Two seats were lined up behind it. Below was an iron stomach, a furnace waiting to be fed. There were gears and handles laid out in an intricate array. An oversized stepladder led up into the seats. The marvelous contraption towered over them all.
You really think this can knock that city out of the sky?
Brenwar said.
I don't know,
Harbike said, offering a dwarfen grin.
But I can't wait to try.